ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ורלניק בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת ויגש. אנו עושים ראית את הבגינים את הפרשה לפסוק סייד, ויגש אליו יהודה, ויאמר בי אדוני, ידברנה עבדך דבר באוזני אדוני, ואל יחרפך בעבדך, כי חמוך כפרעו. עושים ראית את הבגינים את יהודה, יקים לפרנט אוף יוסף, אנד חכים תלס בעל תורים סייד, ויגש אליו יהודה בגימטריה זהו ללחם עם יוסף. He prepared himself, יהודה, to fight against יוסף. Because we saw what happened last week's parasha. They tried whatever they could with Yaakov Abinu until he told them, בית אחיכם קחו וקומו שובו אל האיש, and ואל שדאי יתן לכם רחמים לפני האיש. And he prayed for them that הקדוש ברוך הוא should help you, וישלח לכם את אחיכם אחר ואת בנימין. He prayed for them. What does it mean? Et achichem, ze shimon. Aher, this is Yosef. Ve'et binyamin, that all of them should come back. Rashi tells us over there that nesnesa bo ruach hakodesh. Yaakov Avinu, he was prophesizing that hopefully this time they're going to come back not only with Shimon and Binyamin. They're going to come back also with Yosef HaTzadik. So that's what happened. And when they came to Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef, he couldn't hold himself. After he saw Binyamin, after he cried and he told the Asher al Beto, you should put all their money back again in their amtihot, in their sacks, and you should send them back. But ve'et gibi'i gibi'a kesef tasib mifi amtahat akaton ve'et kesef shibro. Fayasked bar Yosef Asher Deber. Yosef, he told the guy in charge, he told him, you should put my cup that I do nihush with it, you should put it in the bag of Binyamin. That's what he told him. And after Yosef, he sent his messenger after them, and he told them, how could you steal from my master's house Kesef Uzahab? How could you do like this? So the Shvatim, they told him, Hen Kesef Asher Matzanu Befi Emtehotenu Heshibonu Elecha Me'eres Kena'an Ve'ech Nugnob Mbet Adonecha Kesef Uzahab. So you're suspecting us that we're stealing from your master's house? The money that by mistake you put in our sacks, in our bags, from Eretz Kena'an, we give it back to you to here. You're suspecting us that we did something, we stole from your master's house. And Rashi says that this is one of the 10 Kal Vachomer that we have in the Torah. They told him, Teshuvah Netzachat. How could you suspect us? You have Kal Vachomer here. If the money that by mistake we found, we give it back to you. We're going to steal purposely from your master's house. Doesn't make sense. The Pasuk says, ויחפש בגדו לחיל ובקטון כלה, וימצא הגביע במתחת בנימין. They checked them out, and they found the גביע, where? They found the goblet, in בנימין's bag. I saw something interesting that brings down here in Sefer ויאמר אברהם. He quotes here the Maharil Diskin. He says, ויחפש בגדו לחיל ובקטון כלה. Who's that גדול? Simple understanding that also I think Yonatan Nozela I think also says Behapes Begadol Lehel, he started checking from Reuben, who's the oldest, and he went all the way until Binyamin, who's the youngest. Then he found the Gabiya Bemtahat Binyamin. But here he quotes Midrash, but Midrash Katu, Behapes Begadol Lehel, who's that Gadol? Ze Shimon. He started checking with Shimon, Bakaton Kela Ze Binyamin. It sounds like from the Midrash that he did not start from the simple understanding of the Pasuk Bagadol Lehel, that's Reuben. Reuben is the Bechor. The Midrash says, no, he checked Shimon and Binyamin. And sounds like he checked only these two brothers, Shimon and Binyamin only. Why? Because he said, beautiful. He says, they just told him, the Shvatim, Kal Vachomer, that he has no answer. What could he tell them? So they told him, logic, Kal Vachomer, the money that we found by mistake in our bag, we give it back to you. You're suspecting us, we're going to steal. So he told them, I understand, by you, all the ten Shbatim, you're right. It cannot be that you stole it. Why? Because you proved it to me that you're not stealing. But however, I have two of you, I did not check them out yet. Who are these two? This is Shimon and Binyamin. Why? Because Shimon, he was in jail. But, I didn't check him out yet. And Binyamin also, he wasn't there. So Shimon and Binyamin, those two, I have to check them out. That's what the Midrash says. V'chapes begado lehel. This is Shimon. Bakaton kela. This is Benjamin. It means he checked only these two brothers, and then he found the gabaya b'hem tahat Benjamin. That's what it's done over here. Said Shimon Benjamin bilbad hayu nachshadim be'enav. ולכן, וחפש בגדול החל זה שמעון, בקדום כלה זה בנימין. אבל אצל שאר השבטים לא טרח לחפש. He didn't even bother checking their sex. Why? Because they proved to them that they're not stealing. That's what it brings down here. Something interesting. But whatever it is, after this, it says here in the beginning, ויגש אליו יהודה ויאמר בי אדוני. What they told him? אננו עבדים לאדוני, גם אנחנו, גם אשר נמצא הגביע בידו. The brothers, after they saw that the goblet was found in המתחת בנימין, they said, אננו עבדים לאדוני, we are going to be עבדים servant, all of us. All of us were going to be servants. And now when they came to Yosef הצדיק, Yosef said, חלילה לי מעשות כדבר הזה. חס ושלום, I'm not going to take all of you as servants. אלא, only האיש אשר נמצא הגביע בידו, הוא יהיה לי עבד. Only Benjamin, I'll take him as a servant. You, all the rest, alo l'shalom l'abichem. Go back home. That's what he told them. In the beginning, they were willing to stay all of them as servants. Now Yosef, he had mercy on them. He told them, no, I know your father, your family, your kids, they need food. So he could go. I'll only leave Benjamin. When he heard this, Yehuda, v'igash elav Yehuda, and Baal Turim says, zehu l'lachim Yosef. And he looked at them, drashim, this week's parasha. They planned the war against Mitzrayim. What happened here? So I asked Rabbi Moshe al-Sheikh, said, I don't understand. Last week's parasha, right two psukim before, they were willing all of them to stay as servants. Now Yosef, he had mercy on them. He told them, no, 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 I'm taking only Benjamin. You go back to your home. Now he got angry at him. What did the Yehuda think in the beginning? What is he thinking now? What happened here? That's the question Rabbi Moshe al-Sheikh asked. And he answered, he said that when the Shbatim, they saw that Yosef, he wants to take all of them as servants. They were accepting this as kapara for avon mechirat Yosef. They accepted. They said, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is mitnaig midda kineg midda." The same way we sold our brother Yosef as a ibed, as a servant. That's why min hashamayim they're punishing us now, and they want to take us as a servants. So they accepted din shamayim alehem. They said, "Nenu abadim l'aduni, gama nachnu, gama shemusar galabi yadu." All of us were abadim. Why? Because they accepted it. That's kapara for our avon mechirat Yosef. That's what they thought. But when Yosef, he came to them and he told them, "No, no, no! All of you, you could go back home. I only need Benjamin." I said, "Oh, Benjamin, he's the only one that he has nothing to do with avon mechirat Yosef." And he's taking him. That means he's only finding a lot on us. That's why he was ready to fight. That's what Rabbi Moshe al-Sheikh explains. I saw also in Meshech Chokhmah, he brings down, he says, Yosef, he was willing to wait until they're going to bring Yaakov. That means Yosef's plan, after they brought Benjamin, now he wants to tell them, I'm not going to let you go, I'm not going to let Benjamin go, unless his father is going to come to me. Why? Because he wanted Yaakov to come to him to fulfill the second dream. Because until now, the first dream was fulfilled. All of you, you're going to bow down to me. Until now, all of them, they bowed down to him, except Benjamin. Now, also Benjamin, he came to them. Now, he fulfilled the first dream. Yosef's plan, he wanted to fulfill the second dream also. So he told them, I'm not going to let go of Benjamin. And then Then obviously Yaakov is not going to leave Benjamin alone. So he's going to come himself. He's going to bow down to Yosef. Second dream is going to be fulfilled. That's what Yosef was planning. But when he saw Yosef, that here Yehuda is already getting ready to fight against him. He wanted to kill him. Ki chamucha ki farao. He told him, I'm going to start killing you. Then I'm going to go to Farao. We're going to destroy Mitzrayim. He saw that anyways, his dream is not going to be fulfilled. So if that's the case, he had no choice, he only had to reveal himself. Then he revealed himself and he told them, "Ani Yosef a'od abi hay." And all of them, they were shocked. And the Midrashim tell us that, "Oy lanu miyom ad-din, oy lanu miyom at-tukhaha." Take a look here. Yosef, he told them, "Ani Yosef a'od abi hay." Pasuk said, "Velo yachilu yahav la'anot oto." They couldn't open their mouth. They were shocked. How could that be? And Vayomer Yosef, Ele hav gishuna elai veigashu, come closer to me. What? They were standing next to him. So why he meant gishuna elai veigashu? I saw many Pirushim, it brings down Da'at Zkenim. He said in the beginning, the Pasuk said, "Velo yachol Yosef letapech lechon sarim ala, veikra hotziu chol ish me'alai." It means Yosef, he ordered all his servants, the Egyptian servants, to go outside. To go outside the room. Why? Because he wanted to tell his brother that I am Yosef. But the Da'at Zkenim said, all his people, they said they didn't know what's going on. So they were, their ears was right at the door. They want to hear what they're talking about inside. What's going on inside. So as long as when he told them, Ani Yosef a'oda bihai, nothing wrong if the Mitzriim, they're going to hear this. But when he wanted to tell them, Gishunai levi geshu, come closer to me, Bayomer Ani Yosef achichem, asher mechartem oti Mitzrayim, that you sold me to Mitzrayim. So this statement, he does not want the Mitzriim to hear it. Why? Because he doesn't want to embarrass his brothers in front of the Mitzriim, because all of them, even though he kicked them out, but they're paying attention. All of them, their ears are aleven ahad shaba'ayin. I mean, they're paying attention to each word that Yosef is saying. So he did not want the Mitzriim to hear this. That's why he told him, Gishunai, come closer to me. That's one pirosh to bring down. And another pirosh that Zkenim brings down, he said, since that Binyamin, he was with them, and Binyamin, he never knew that the brothers, they sold Yosef as a Eved. He never knew, because they made Harem among them, that no one's allowed to reveal that secret. So when he told them, I am Yosef, fa'oda bihai, there's no problem. Even if Binyamin's going to hear it, no problem. Because Binyamin, he thought that his brother Yosef, he died. He doesn't know where is he. Now he says that he's still alive, Baruch Hashem, so nothing's wrong. But when he wanted to tell them that you sold me to Mitzrayim, now he had to separate them from Binyamin. So he told them, Geshuna Eli, all of you except Binyamin. I have a secret for you. Then he told them, Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechartem Oti Mitzrayimah. He did not want Binyamin to hear this. Why? Because they met Harem, no one's supposed to reveal it. And Binyamin never knew, and he continued not to know. That's why he called them, Geshuna Eli Vigashu. And he told them, I am your brother that you sold me to Mitzrayim, but don't worry. Said, don't be distressed. Don't worry about this. And don't get scared that you did Avon, that you sold me over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me over here only to support you. Because why? Because now we are at the accusation at time Ara'a b'kere ba'aretz. Already 2 years of famine. It was hunger. And there's another 5 years of hunger. What Yosef thought, but the truth of the matter, Hakim said when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, the famine stopped. B'schut Yaakov Abinu, the famine stopped. But Yosef, he thought, Gizeshen HaTayim Arab, there's still another 5 years to go. That's what Yosef thought. So he told them, don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Allat Kol Ha'alot, V'Sibat Kol Ha'Sibot, he sent me here to prepare everything for you, so when you come here, you're going to have food, what to eat. Because the Farshim tell us, V'chalkei li Yosef et abi ve et ahav lechem lefi hataf. The Haskuni has a beautiful pirush over there. What does it mean, lechem lefi hataf? He says, usually when you give a sandwich to a kid, the 3-4 years old, give him a sandwich. What does he do? He eats one bite, he throws it. He's not in the mood, he doesn't like it. Yes, I like it. He put it happens every day. You fill up the plate, you give it to him, he eats two, three spoons, then he doesn't want. He wants something else. What are you going to do with the leftover? It's going to go to garbage. So the Haskuni said, this, people could do it, okay, no problem. But when there's hunger, when there's famine, you cannot afford to do it like this. So what do you do if there's famine? So do you put your son 2-3 bites. When you finish it, I'll put you more. You cannot afford to give him a whole sandwich and he's going to have leftovers, he's going to throw it away. You cannot do it. But the Haskuni said, when Yosef, he told Yosef, he behaved with them as if there was no hunger at all. He gave them lechem nefiyatav, same way when he give the kids a big sandwich and he does not eat the whole thing and you have to throw away the rest, even though now it's famine, he cannot afford to do this. Nevertheless, Yosef did this with them. So now he told them, you don't have to worry about this. And he told them, it's not because of you that I had to come here. I had to go through all the 22 years of suffering until to reach that point. It's not because of you. It was a reason from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ויסימני לאב לפרעו. הקדוש ברוך הוא, נאו ברוך השם, עימד מי כביכול הפאדר טו פרעו. What does it mean, לאב לפרעו? לפאדר טו פרעו, לכאורה, what does it mean? So I saw here the Sfornoik says, לאב לפרעו יועץ למלך. כלומר, here, I became the advisor of פרעו. That's what it means, ויסימני לאב לפרעו. Now, what's the continuation? ולאדון לכל ביתו. The same words, he's repeating it. What's all this repetition? He says, the same meaning. He made me, I'm the advisor of Pharaoh, and I'm in charge of all Pharaoh's house. So why you have to repeat it twice? The same thing. Why you repeated it? And also, the Farshim, they point out, what does it mean, the same meaning, what does it mean, the letter lamed? What was missing if the Torah would have said, וסימני אב לפרעו, ואדון לכל ביתו, and so on. וסימני לאב לפרעו. What is this? What is this lamed? Nothing's wrong if the Pasuk would have said, וסימני אב לפרעו, same exact meaning it means. He made me a father to פרעו, it means יועץ למלך, and everything. Why this extra lamed that we have here? This also we have to understand by Ezra Hashem Tbarach. And after that, he told them, "V'hene einechem ro'ot, v'hene achi Binyamin, kifi hamdaber alechem." He told them, "You see with your own eyes, what do you see? And kifi hamdaber alechem. You see with your own eyes that I'm talking to you. Kifi hamdaber alechem." Rashi said, "Bilshon haKodesh." That I'm talking bilshon haKodesh. Chaura, the words don't fit with what he told them. You see with your own eyes that I'm talking in Lashon HaKodesh. How could you see what someone's talking? You could hear what someone's talking. He was supposed to tell them, V'hene oznechem shom'ot ve'ozne achi Binyamin kifi amdaber alechem. What's einechem ro'ot doesn't fit with the kifi amdaber alechem. So Rashi, he felt that there's a problem here in the Pasuk. He said, V'hene einechem ro'ot b'chvodi, it's something else. ושאני אחיכם, שאני מהול כמותכם. יוסף, רשי, he explained it, what does it mean, בעיני עיניכם רואות, עיניכם רואות, that you saw with your own eyes, that I have ברית מילה, you see all the כבוד that I have, and he showed them that he had ברית מילה, and something else he told them, כפי אני מדבר עליכם בלשון הקודש. And the old מפרשים, they asked the Ramban, he said, what kind of proof is this, that he told them, I'm proving it, to you that I am Yosef, your brother, because number one, you see, I have Brit Milah. He showed them his Brit Milah that he did Brit Milah to him. Maybe we'll get to it also later on because Yosef was Nolad Kishu Mahul. Hopefully, we'll get to it later on. So he showed them that he did Brit Milah. That's one proof that I am your brother. And second proof that I'm talking Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambani asked, he said, what kind of proof is this? The proof that he told them, I have Brit Milah, he said, this is not the only one that he did Brit Milah. So the Kol B'nei Keturah, they had Brit Mila. Not only this, we saw last week Parasha, when the famine started, they came to Parao and told them, when I eat, they told him, Rechol Yosef. Told him, we went to Yosef. But Yosef, he wants us to do Brit Mila. He's not going to give us food until we're going to do Brit Mila. The Mitzriim. So Parao, he told them, he told you, Yosef, that 7 years of famine are coming. Why didn't you save food? We did save food, but it got spoiled. So how come Yosef's food did not get spoiled? Probably he has power in his mouth, Yosef HaTzadik. Maybe now he's going to do gezerah on us and we're going to die now? That's why he told him, Dechul Yosef, Asher Yomar Lachem Ta'asu. Whatever he asks you, you should do. That means, Yosef, he made all the Mitzrayim do Brit Milah and Mitzrayim. Why? Because he did not want Ben Israel when they come to Mitzrayim to be different from all the Mitzrayim. So he made it Yosef HaTzadik from before. He prepared everything. Also the Mitzrayim, they have to do Brit Milah. So if that's the case, everyone in Mitzrayim has Brit Milah. What kind of proof is this? That I am your brother because I have Brit Milah. Everyone, go look at everyone, they have Brit Milah. Go look, yeah. So everyone has Brit Milah. So what are you telling me, what kind of proof is this? That's one question that Rabban asks. And the second proof that Rashi brings, that I'm talking Lashon HaKodesh. So is Lashon HaKodesh the language that Yosef made it up? Is this the language that Abraham Abayinu and Ishaq Abayinu and Yaakov Abayinu, they made up that language? So that was the language of the land of Eretz Canaan. Everyone knows it. And Kochi Kane, if someone who's Moshel Be'eres Mitzrayim, he has to know 70 languages. So for sure he knows it, so why not? You see, though, also, V'hem lo yade'u ki shomea Yosef ki meritz benotam. There was an interpreter between them. So how does that interpreter know Lashon HaKodesh? If the interpreter knows Lashon HaKodesh, that Yosef also knows it, so why? What kind of proof is this? The Rambani asked here many questions. But we told you once, he proved it to them from different idea, because we know. I saw here in again Sefer Vayomer Abraham, he has a cute idea here. He says, "Pirash Rashi kifi amdeber alechem b'lshon hakodesh." V'yekshah Haramban, "Mas man yesh b'melech hasholet b'shbeim lashon v'yodia gam kin lashon hakodesh." So, what kind of proof is this? He said, "V'nerah ki ne lechaora yesh lehavin madu alo kiro b'nei Yaakov b'Yosef achiyem b'tbiot ena dekala al pi tzlil kolo." שהרי גם לגבי אסור אשת איש סומכים על טביעת עינה דקלה. He says here, he said, it's a pele. How could that be that 10 brothers, all of them, they were all the times they were talking to Yosef, they did not recognize Yosef from his voice. I understand from his look, Rashi said, ויקר יוסף תחב והם לא קירוהו. Why he recognized his brother? Because the same way he left him, they still look the same thing. But Yosef, they left him without a beard. Now he has a beard. So now he looked a little bit different. And so, okay, even this is hard. But probably you could say that he has the matznefet on his forehead. So they couldn't see his face properly. So they couldn't recognize him from looking at him. This, okay, I understand. And from his name, Lachatam Sofer tells us, he said, it was Menash Shamayim. That Parao changed Yosef's name to Tzafinat Paneach. He did not keep his name Yosef. He changed his name to Tzafinat Paneach. Why? The Hatan Sofer said that's Minashamayim. So the brothers do not recognize Yosef when they come down to Mitzrayim. Because if they would have heard that the Moshel of Eretz Mitzrayim, his name is Yosef, something very suspicious here. That's what this is the guy what they're coming to look for. That's why Menashamayim Hashem put in Parao's head to change Yosef's name to Safinat Paneach. So from the name, they couldn't recognize him. From the look, they couldn't recognize him. Why? Because now he had a beard. Second of all, he has the matznefet as the hat on his head. So they had the crown and everything. They couldn't recognize him. But how come 10 brothers, they couldn't recognize him from his voice? How come they couldn't recognize him? And what are you going to tell me? Probably you cannot recognize. I said, no. We have a beautiful Hatam Sofer in Torat Moshe. We told you once, it's a very interesting Hatam Sofer. He tells us in Parashat Toldot, he writes here in Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph in Torat Moshe, said, "V'tomer lo mo alai kul laticha bini." He explains here, "Ki some haya, v'some mutar b'eshto rak mishum tebi'at ina dekala, kedita b'cholin daf tzadik vav." ועתה אם לא יכיר את יעקב בקולו, שמע מנה שאין לו טביעות עינה דקלה ואסור באשתו, וזהו עליי כולה תכבני. אבל באמת יצחק הכירו ואמר הכל, כל יעקב בידי מידי עשיו. It's very interesting here, חתם סופר, he says, when Rivka sent יעקב to get the ברכות from יצחק, what did יעקב tell his mother? אולי ימושני אבי והייתי בעיניו כמתעתע, maybe my father is gonna feel me, is going to recognize that I'm not Esav. What am I going to do? Then she told him, don't worry about this. She put him the clothing of Esav. You don't have to worry about this. So he said, Hatan Sofer is asking, say, I don't understand. How come Yaakov wasn't scared that Yitzhak is going to recognize him from his voice? Instead of Farshim, the Rishonim also, Ibn Azra, if I'm not mistaken, also says, he said, probably twins, they could play around, you know, with their voice, because Yaakov and Esav, they were twin brothers. So probably he could play around with it. He couldn't recognize him. But Hatan Sofer is asking, he said, how come he wasn't scared about this? He didn't even mention this to his mother. He was scared only about maybe his father is going to feel him. He's going to touch him. He's going to see that he's not Esav. That's what he was scared about. So Yaakov told his mother, Mom, you don't have to worry about my father is going to recognize me from my voice that I'm Yaakov. This I could trick him. I could change my voice to sound like Esav. Anyways, we're twins. Our voice a little bit close to each other. I could trick my father on this. So, but I'm worried about maybe my father's going to feel me, going to touch me. When his mother heard this, told him, "Oy vaboy, Yaakov Abinu, that's what he's saying, that you're going to trick your father, that you're going to make him feel that you're not Yaakov, you are Esav with your voice." He said, no. "Oy vaboy, if your father is not going to recognize your voice, that means I'm a surah for him." Why? Because the Gemara said, Masechet Hulin, how could a Sume, someone who's blind, is allowed to be with his wife? Maybe this is not his wife, he's Sume, he cannot see. Maybe that's someone else, maybe that's the neighbor. How is he allowed to be with her? And the Gemara said, for sure a husband recognized his wife's voice. So if it was someone else, he would have picked on it, he would have recognized her from her voice. So that's the only reason, the only heter that Yitzhak was allowed to be with the Rivka, because he could recognize her voice. And you're telling me that he could trick him, and he cannot recognize your voice. So, if your father is not going to recognize your voice, that means I'm a surah to him. You're bringing curse on me now. I'm a surah for him now. But he said, Hatan Sofer said, no, Yitzhak Abinu, he knew him 100%. He said, Hakol Kol Yaakov. He recognized the voice exactly. So he wasn't scared about this. So that's the Anyan that Hakim told us here. So even husband with wife, they are allowed to be with each other. Why? Because they could recognize each other's voice. So how come here 10 brothers, none of them recognized Yosef's voice? Why not? He says here, ברם נראה שסימן של טביעות עינה דקלה כוחו יפה רק כאשר האדם מדבר בשפתו הרגילה ושיגורה בפיו מקדמת דינה. אבל אם הוא מדבר בשפה אחרת בעלת ניב וצלילים שונים אי אפשר להכירו. So here he explains beautiful. He said the only heter the Gemara said that you could recognize someone from his voice, that from the voice that you know him, that he was talking to you with that voice, then you could recognize him. But here, until now, Yosef was talking to them in Egyptians, in Lashon Mitzrayim, not Lashon HaKodesh. So now, he has different language. He has to change, you know, his voice doesn't sound the same. If Yosef would have spoke to them in his native language, in Lashon HaKodesh, then 10 brothers, they would recognize him, that this guy is Yosef 100%. No question about it. But since that Yosef, until now, was talking to them through a shaliach, through interpreter, it means Yosef was talking Lashon Mitzrayim now. That's why until now they did not recognize him. But now when he told them, Ani Yosef Achichem, he told them, Kifi Amdeber Alechem, Ve'ene Anechem Ra'ot, Ve'ene Achi Binyamin, Kifi, I'm talking to you Lashon HaKodesh. Now, since that I'm talking to you Lashon HaKodesh, now all of you, could pick on it, you could know for sure that I am Yosef, your brother. That's his proof. Not because he's talking Lashon HaKodesh. It's not a proof. Everyone could talk Lashon HaKodesh. But the proof that now that I'm talking Lashon HaKodesh, now you could recognize my voice. That's a proof, very sharp pirush. But still, we have to understand it a little bit more. Why he chose to tell them, "V'enei einechem ra'ot v'enei achi binyamin." We explain, "Kifi amdeber alechem Lashon HaKodesh." Through talking Lashon HaKodesh, you could recognize me. You have 11 brothers now. We have also Binyamin. You could recognize that I'm Yosef, because I'm talking to you in my native language. But why he had to tell them, "Ene einichem ro'ot ve'ene achi Binyamin"? Why he mentioned the eyes? He could have told them, "Ene ozneichem shom'ot ve'ozne achi Binyamin," that I'm talking to you b'lashon HaKodesh. This is a proof that I am Yosef. You could recognize me now. Why he mentioned their eyes? "Ene einichem ro'ot ve'ene achi Binyamin." He mentioned also my brother Binyamin's eyes. All of you, you're seeing my kabod. You saw that I have Brit Milah. Chaura, this doesn't fit in the pasuk. What does this have to do? You could have told them, as I said, you hear with your own ears that I am Yosef. I'm talking Lashon HaKodesh. This also we have to understand Be'ezrat Hashem. We have right at the beginning of Parashat Vayeshev, pasuk said, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eres Migurei Aviv Be'eres Kina'an. What did Rashi said right on the spot? וישב יעקב, בקש יעקב לשבת בשלווה, קפץ עליו רוגזו של יוסף. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, צדיקים מבקשים לשבת בשלווה, לא דיין לצדיקים מה שמתוקן להם לעולם הבא, אלא הם מבקשים לשבת בשלווה גם בעולם הזה. וסד, יעקב אבינו, he wanted to sit בשלווה. It's enough that he has problems, he went through a lot of problems. Now, Vayeshev Yaakov, you want to relax now. You want to relax, to focus more on the Torah, ala Torah, ala Abodah. You want to focus more on learning Torah. That's what Yaakov knew. He thought, enough with the tzarot. Now I will sit down calmly, learn Torah. That's what Yaakov wanted. Hashem said, not enough that Yaakov, he has a big reward in Olam Haba. And he's sitting b'shalva in Olam Haba. He wants to sit b'shalva also in this world? No way. That's why right away, kafas alav rukzo shel Yosef. Problem for Yosef popped up right away. And Yosef was sold. Hayar ha'akhalato taruf Torah for Yosef. He was scared. He didn't know what happened to him. That's what Rashi is telling us. I saw a beautiful pirosh that Hatam Sofer says interesting. So he says here in Hatam Sofer, Daf Kuf Behet Amud Alef, said, "Ach nira li Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom hergish kiba shalem ir shechem begufo b'mamuno b'torato." After Parashat Veishlach, that he met with Esav and Baruch Hashem, he came back safely. Nothing happened to him. Shalem begufo, shalem b'mamuno, shalem b'torato. Nothing's missing from Yaakov Avinu. So Baruch Hashem, now he wanted to sit b'shalva. What does it mean? "Ach nitiarem pene chet echad shepirash me'abiv 22 shana." Even after he finished with Isav, he finished with Laban, he finished with Dina, he finished with Isav, now he wanted to sit b'shalva. But Yaakov Abinu, he was scared. Still, something was bothering Yaakov Abinu. That he, we know Yaakov Abinu, he did not respect his parents for 22 years. Why? Because they sent him to Laban for 22 years. He did not have the mezbav kibud abayim. That's why he was scared from Isav, because Isav, he was with his parents and he was respecting his father. That's why Yaakov was scared from that zechut maybe Esav is going to have. That's why he was scared. But Yaakov was missing that zechut. So he was scared about that kibyachol abira, if you want to call it abira. He was scared from this abira, Yaakov Avinu, that for 22 years he did not respect his father and his mother. ומזה היה מתיירה. וזהו שכתוב, ויש ביעקב בארץ מגורי אביו. Was מגורי אביו, שהיה מתיירה מחד כבוד אביו. He was scared. Megure, it means also you could explain it from Lashon of fear. He was scared from the Avon of his father. Which Avon of his father? That he did not respect his father for 22 years. That's why Yaakov was scared about this Abira. V'haya rosei lashevet b'shalva m'deagazu. He wanted to finish up with that Abira. He wanted to do tshuba, get punished, whatever it is, whatever he has to do to go through to be mechaper on that Abira, he wants to finish with it. That was Yaakov Abinu was scared about. Bekesh lashevet b'shalva from this Abira. This Abira was still bothering him in his mind, that he still have that Abira kibyachol. He wants to sit down calmly even from that Abira. V'haya yoshev u'mtzapeh matay yabo liyado onesh al zeh ba'olam hazeh kedei sheyeshev b'shalva sheyarit yamav. He said Yaakov Abinu, he was waiting all his life to see when's he gonna get punished to be mechaper on this abira that he did not respect his father for 22 years. He was waiting for it. Bekesh Yaakov lashevet b'shalva. What does it mean lashevet b'shalva? He wanted to sit to calm down calmly even from this abira. He was waiting to get punished for that abira. Why? Because after he's gonna be punished for that abira, now he knows he's 100% clean. Yaakov Abinu, the only mitzvah that he's missing, that he did not respect his parents for 22 years. He wanted to get punished for it, to cleanse and everything up. That's what he wanted Yaakov Abinu. ואמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, לא יודע על צדיקים מה שמתוקן להם, אלא they wanted to sit בשלווה also בעולם הזה. So he said here, you don't have to read that sentence בלשון תמיהה, not enough that צדיקים what they have in העולם הבא, they want to sit calmly also בשלווה בעולם הזה. Yeah, what's wrong? They want to sit בשלווה also בעולם הזה. וכי הקדוש ברוך הוא חס ושלום, he has צרות עין, not to give the צדיקים שלווה בעולם הזה. What kind of shalva Yaakov Abinu was looking for? He wanted to sit b'shalva, to sit down and learn Torah. Why Hashem, he does not want to give him? So here he said, explain, he said, no. You could say it, b'nihuta. Not enough that the tzaddikim, they want to sit b'shalva ba'olam haba. They want to sit b'shalva also in this world. So if that's the case, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no problem. I'll let you sit b'shalva ba'olam hazeh. What was you scared about? What were you scared about Yaakov Abinu? You were scared because of this Abira of 22 years, you did not respect your parents. You're waiting to get punished for this Abira to sit b'shalva? I said, no problem. I'll give it to you. I'm going to punish you here in Olam Hazeh for 22 years to be mechaper on the Abira of Kibud Av V'Aim that you missed for 22 years. However, אך אתה לא תרגיש ותדע מזה כדי שלא תשב בשלווה בלי מגור. said, I'm going to punish you for 22 years, but obviously if it's punishment, you're not going to know what's going on. Because if you're going to know that one of your kids, you're not going to see him for 22 years to be mechaper on your abira, that you did not respect your parents for 22 years, then it's not going to be kapara. Why? Because you know why one of his kids, he doesn't see him for 22 years, kapara for his abira. That he was waiting for it, Yaakov Abinu. Hashem told him, I'm going to fulfill it. I'm going to give you punishment, but obviously you're not supposed to know what's going on. והנה נמכר יוסף. יוסף was sold. ואילו היה יודע יעקב שהוא חי, היה מרגיש ומבין שהוא רק להפרישו ממנו כף בית שנים. And he would have said calmly, if Yosef would have known, I'm sorry, if Yaakov would have known that Yosef is still alive, but he is not supposed to see him for 22 years, Yaakov was waiting for this punishment. So this is not going to be punishment for him. Why? Because he knows that it's going to be mechaper for his avera. Hashem told him, "Ach Kadosh Baruch Hu ha'alim et zeh menu." He did not want him to know what's going on. He made him think that haya ra'a akhalathu. Yaakov thought that Yosef got killed. Haya ra'a akhalathu. He was attacked by an animal. Wild animal killed him. That's what he thought Yaakov Abinu. Because otherwise, it's not going to be punishment. What kind of punishment is this if he knows that's going to be kapara for him? The kaparat, he's not going to know what's going on. Something has to eat him up for 22 years. That's why he thought all these 22 years that Yosef is dead. That's what he thought. וזהו עונש אחר איננו מעניין. I'm sorry. אך הקדוש ברוך הוא עלים זה ממנו וחשב חיה רעה אכלתו. And if חיה רעה אכלתו, that for sure, this is different type of punishment. איננו מעניין פרישתו מאביו. על כן היה לו צער כפול על מיטת בנו ועוד על חטאו בכבוד אביהם. Now that he thought Yaakov Abinu that Yosef is dead, now Yaakov Abinu was something was bothering him double now. He has double problem that he has. Problem number one, that he did not cleanse in the Abira, that he did not respect his father for 22 years. Number two, Yosef is dead. Now you got כביכול double the punishment. ורסו השבטים להקל דאגתו. על כן נסע יהודה מת אחיו לתמנת. So after the brothers, they saw that Yaakov Abinu, he was not accepting Tanhumin. Why? Because he thought that Yosef got killed. This is not, if Yosef is dead, this is not kapara for him because he didn't do anything bad. He only did not respect his parents. So his punishment is going to be that one of his kids is not supposed to see him for 22 years. But Yosef is dead now. So it's not this is not the same type of punishment. That's why he says here, Hatam Sofer, you know why? Vehi ba'ita hi, right after they sold Yosef, ve'yered Yehuda me'et Ehav, ve'yet adish adulami u'shmo Hira, and he got married over there, and he got married, he had kids over there, Yehuda. Why he went to Timnat? Why Yehuda went to Timnat? He said, you know why? When the Shbatim, they saw that Yaakov, something's bothering him, so Yehuda said, you know what, my dad, I'm going to go over there, I'm not going to see you for 22 years to be mechaper in your abira. You wanted, you're waiting to be punished for this abira. That's why Yehuda, he went over there not to see his father for 22 years. Maybe with this, Yaakov is going to be mitnahim. That's what he thought Yehuda. ורסו שבטים להקל דאגתו, ועל כן נסע יהודה מאת אחיו לתמנת, וסבור יעקב שעקב פנים זהו על ידי פרישתו מאביו. That's what Yaakov Abinu thought. But however, this did not finish. ויען כי בימי הרעב חזר יהודה אצל אחיו ולא שלמו לו כף בית שנה מבחוס על כן אמר ליוסף בנימין יעל מחיו שלא יחשוב האב שמת כמו אמו ואחיו שמתו בדרך והוא יהודה יהיה עבד ליוסף ובזה לא אכפת ליעקב לכפר על פרישתו מאביו כף בית שנה But since that there was hunger, there was a famine and Yehuda he had no choice, he had to come back to Yaakov Abinu within the 22 years That means now Yaakov Abinu, he did not get punished for 22 years. So Yaakov is still scared from that Abira. That's why he said Yehuda, he gave the option to Yosef. He told him, "V'ata yesh ibn abdicha tahat an-na'ar ibad laduni, v'an-na'ar ya'alim ihav." Why? Because if you're not going to bring back Binyamin, Yaakov is going to think that also Binyamin is dead. Why? Because his mother, Rachel, she died on the way. Yosef, he sent him to see what's going on with his brothers. He also died. Now, Binyamin, we send him to Mitzrayim. He's going to say, Yaakov, for sure, Binyamin is also dead. That's why he told them, if you want to do us a favor, do our father a favor, take me as a servant, I'll stay with you 22 years, and this is not going to bother my father Yaakov Abinu. Because otherwise Yosef would have answered Yehuda, what's the difference if Yaakov, your father, is not going to see Binyamin, or is not going to see you, Yehuda? What's the difference? Both of you are his sons. But he told him, no, by Binyamin, he might think that Binyamin is dead. But for me, he could think that how come he doesn't see me for 22 years? It's kapara for his avon. That's why he offered Yosef, I'll stay Ebed instead of Binyamin. Just send back Binyamin. ומשום הכי, אחר כך כשנודע ליעקב שיוסף חי, ידע והבין שכבר קבל עונש פרישתו. הוא פסק מגור מסביב מפחד חטא. ולולא שלא הוסרח לרדת לחוץ לארץ והיה נשאר בארץ ישראל, היה יושב בשלווה בעולם הזה באותן 17 שנה. על כן שפיר אמר, אחרי ראותי את פניך כי עודיך חי. So that's why here, when יעקב אבינו, when he heard that יוסף is still alive, now he saw that why Yosef, he did not see him for 22 years, that was kapara for his avon. And now Yaakov Abinu, he lived in Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, Vehi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim, Sheba Asri Shana. And Baal Turim brings down, said that gematria of Vehi is how much? Vehi is 34. 34, that's 17 plus 17. Which 17? The first 17 years when Yosef was born until they sold him. And the last 17 years of Yaakov's life in Mitzrayim, he lived 17 years in Mitzrayim. These are the real lifetime of Yaakov Abinu. All the other years that Yaakov lived, it was all tzarot. He went through a lot of trouble in his lifetime. But here, after he saw that Yosef did not see him for 22 years, now he realized that it was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yosef not supposed to see Yaakov Abinu for 22 years, to be mechaper on the Abira, that Yaakov did not respect his father for 22 years. So after he saw this, Pasuk said, "B'tehi ruach Yaakov Abihim," now Yaakov Abinu yashab b'shalva. Now he sat down calmly, now he has no more problem, not Isav, not Dina, not Laban, and not also a problem of Yosef, and not the problem of Kibud Avayim, because he knew that now the punishment that Yosef did not see for 22 years, that's to be mechaper, no zabira. Now Yaakov Abinu 100% clean. That's why Behi Yaakov in Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, he lived in Mitzrayim 17 years. Now he lived Beshalva. He was waiting for it. He was waiting for the punishment to come. After he saw that Od Yosef Hai Vichiyum Moshe Bechol Mitzrayim, now he calmed down Yaakov Abinu, V'tehi Ruach Yaakov Abihim, now he sat Beshalva. That's what he tells us here, beautiful. Pirush Kachatam Sofer. So we see from here that the only reason why Yosef, he wasn't with his father for 22 years, Yaakov was asking for it. That was Yaakov's request. Based on Yaakov's request, he wanted to sit B'Shalva from this Avon, from Avon of 22 years that did not respect his parents. Hashem told him, not enough that you want to sit B'Shalva, you want to sit here also, no problem, I'll give it to you. That means Yaakov Abinu, he was waiting for that punishment. And that's why we did not see the Gemara, basically the Gemara, Masechet Megillah also tells us the same thing. Why Yosef did not see his father for 22 years? To be mechaper on the 22 years that Yaakov did not respect his Yitzhak. That's what the Gemara says clearly over there in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. This is the Anyan. And with this, we could understand how come if Yaakov did not respect his father 22 years, he got punished that Yosef did not see him for 22 years. Now how come Yosef's kids, how come Yosef wasn't punished? Yosef, he did not respect his father for 22 years. It means now Yosef is supposed to be punished another 22 years from his kids. We didn't see such a punishment to Yosef. Again, if Yaakov was scared because he did not respect his parents for 22 years, that's why he got punished 22 years. How come Yosef wasn't punished? He also did not respect his parents for 22 years. Ela, since that was the request of Yaakov Abinu, he was praying for it. Bekesh Yaakov l'shevet b'shalva. He wanted to sit b'shalva from that avon. That meant he was asking for it, Yaakov Abinu. If that's the case, there's no room to punish Yosef HaTzadik. And with this, Yaakov, he told them, וישימני לאב לפרעו ולאדון לכל ביתו ומשה בכל ארץ מצרים. We asked before, what does it mean, וישימני לאב לפרעו? He made me a father to פרעו. He said, חאורה, the letter למד, it's extra. פסוק כתוב, said, וישימני אב לפרעו. ומושל בכל ארץ מצרים. It's enough. Was being le'ab le'faraoh. He was telling them here two things. It means, ve'isimeni here, why Hashem put me here in Mitzrayim? For two reasons. Reason number one, le'ab, for my father. He was asking for it. Number two, le'adon le'faraoh, moshel bechol eretz Mitzrayim. Means, ve'isimeni le'ab, the only reason Hashem put me here, you know why? To be mechaper on my father's sin. That's what my father requested. He asked for it. That's why ve'isimeni le'ab le'faraoh, ve'isimeni for two reasons. Number one, le'ab. Number two, le'faraoh. That's what he told them over here. And the Shbatim, they shouldn't think that how come Yosef was chosen, that he's the one to be mechaper on his father's sin. Why only Yosef? How come Yehuda tried, who said, Adam Sofer said, tried a few times Yehuda. He went to Timnat, said, maybe this is going to be mechaper for my father's sin. Didn't work out because the hunger came and he had to go back to Eretz Canaan. And when he asked from Yosef, let me stay Ebed instead of Binyamin, also didn't work out. So how come only Yosef was chosen to be mechaper on his father's Avon? Why not Yehuda? Why not Shimon? Why not Reuben? So the Pasuk here, over there, he answered, Yaakov Yaakovin was requesting that request to be punished from his father's, from the Abirat, did not respect his parents for these 22 years. So he was asking for it. And the Pasuk right after, Ele Toledot Yaakov, Yosef. The Pasuk right after that tells us why Yosef was chosen. Because Ele Toledot Yaakov, Yosef. And Midrash Rabbah on the spot, over there in Parashat Vayeshev, Toldot Yaakov Yosef is the Toldot of Yaakov Yosef. Toldot Yaakov, the oldest of Yaakov's son, is Reuben. Pasuk was supposed to say, Ele Toldot Yaakov Reuben. What do you mean Yosef? The Midrash brings a lot of similarity between Yosef and Yaakov. Whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. The Midrash said he was Ben Gilo. Whatever happened to him, Yaakov, his brother wanted to kill him. Yosef, his brother wanted to kill him. Whatever it is, Yaakov nolad kishehu mahul, Yaakov was born that already circumcised. Also Yosef was born circumcised. Many things that happened. Yosef had to go because of hunger, he had to go to different land. Also Yaakov, same thing. There's been a lot of similarity between the two. And if that's the case, it means Yaakov, who's Ben Gilo of Yaakov Abinu, who's the one kibyachol is right next to Yaakov Abinu, is Yosef. That's why also the Pasuk Tehillim says, Bnei Yaakov veYosef Sela. We are called the sons of Yaakov and Yosef, because Toldot Yaakov Yosef, the descendant of Yaakov is Yosef. Yosef, whatever happened to Yaakov, happened to Yosef. If that's the case, now we know for sure. How come Yosef was chosen? He's the one to be mechaper on his father's sin, because Toldot Yaakov, Pasuk says clearly, right after Veyeshev Yaakov Bekesh Lashevet Beshalva, from that Avon, Pasuk tells us why Yosef was chosen, because Toldot Yaakov is Yosef. This is the Anyan. And I saw also that I just told you that the Midrash says that the same way Yaakov was born circumcised, also Yosef was born circumcised. And with this, Ahatam Sofer, he tells us here, says here Ahatam Sofer and Daf Resh Chaf Amud Bet, he tells us here, he said, that's what Yosef meant by telling them, Geshuna Elai Veigashu, come closer to me. And Rashi said he showed them that he had Brit Milah. Why do you have to call them to come next to you to show them that you have Brit Milah? They could see it from far also. But he said here, Hatam Sofer, he says, Afilu merahok nira ze, velo sarich hagasha. To see that he was circumcised, you don't have to come closer. From far, he could see that he was circumcised. Why he told Gishunayla, come closer to me? Why? So he says here, that since that Yosef was born kishehu mahul, and if someone's born circumcised already, still there is mitzvah to do hatafat dam brit. Pasuk said, "Va'abor alech va'arech mitzvot b'damayich va'omalech b'damayich hayi va'omalech b'damayich hayi." You have to have some blood when you do brit milah. If someone's already circumcised, was born circumcised, you still have to do hatafat dam brit. You have to take out some blood. Why? For brit milah. There is mitzvah. So hatafat dam brit, you cannot recognize it from far away. That's why he told them, you have to come closer to me. והיה צריך הגשה, יסז היר, על כן נראה לעניות דעתי, יסז החתם סופר, יוסף לא נמול ביד. He was born circumcised, like the Midrash Rabbah says clearly, אלה תלדות יעקב יוסף, מדרש says clearly he was born circumcised, that one of the similarity between יעקב and יוסף, רק כתיב ממנו דם ברית בראש הגביית, כהלכה. That's what הלכה requires, that's what they did to him. והיה צריך הגשה אליו לעיין בהבטה ודקדוק שאינו מהול בידיים, אלא נברא כך מתחילת בריאתו. ויציצו בו היטב ויכירו כי על כל פנים הטיפו ממנו דם ברית. בזה צריך הגשה אליו ועיון רב. ומזה יבינו שאיננו ערבי או גבעוני. That's why we said that Rashi told us that he showed them his brit milah. This is a proof that he's Yosef. What kind of proof is this? Everyone did the brit milah. He said, yeah, everyone did the brit milah. They did brit milah to him. But Yosef, he was born circumcised and they did hatafat dam brit to him. So for this, not everyone, only tzaddikim, the Midrash says, only tzaddikim, they were born circumcised. Any person says by him tamim, he was circumcised. Like Noah said, Noah Ishtamim was born circumcised. Yaakov Abinu, Yaakov Ishtam Yishibahadim was also circumcised. Yosef was also circumcised. That's what the Midrash tells us. So this, you're not going to find a lot of people like this. Now that you're going to come closer to me, Gishuna Elai, because you need to focus more to see if they did Hatafat Damrit. And you have to recognize that I was born circumcised. This, you're not going to find a lot of people. This is a proof that I'm your brother. That's what Rashi, he tells us over here. That's one of the proof. Proof number two, he told them that what? That I'm talking in my native language, Lashon HaKodesh. Now you could recognize me with my voice. All of you could recognize me with my voice. These are the two proofs that Rashi tells us that Yosef, he was telling the brothers, with this he could recognize that I am Yosef. And furthermore, we could explain that we know we have 248 Mitzvot Aseh, and 365 Mitzvot Lo Ta'aseh. And against them, we have 248 limbs in our body, and 365 Gidim. That's what we have in our body. And then Farshim, they tell us that each Mitzvah is parallel to one of the Ibarim of the body. And I saw them Farshim, they bring down from the Zohar HaKadosh, said, Mitzvot Kibud Av V'Em, what is it compared to? Whichever in our body is connected to Mitzvot Kibud Av V'Em, which part of our body is connected to Mitzvot Kibud Av V'Em? We said every part of our body compared to different mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. I saw them Farshim they bring down from Zohar HaKadosh. You said Mitzvot Kibud Av V'Em is parallel to the eyes. Now the brothers, all the times, all their lifetime, they were scared. Maybe because they sold Yosef, they caused Tsa'ar to their father, to Yaakov Avinu. They caused them Tsa'ar. That means something was bothering the Shvatim. They were eating themselves up. You see, when they came to Yosef at Tzadik, they said, Abal Ashimim Anachnu Ala Hinu, Ashir Rainu Sarat Nefsho. They were trying to do Teshubah on the Avon Mechirat Yosef. After they saw that all what happened to Yaakov Avinu, he was going through a lot of suffering. Because of them, they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. That means they caused, they have kibyachol b'gam in their mitzvah of kibud av v'em. And which part of their bodies can get that mitzvah? We said that's the einayim. That means they had problem kibyachol with their einayim. It wasn't 100% why? Because the mitzvah can get the einayim, that's mitzvah kibud av v'em. And they fell on that mitzvah. Why? Because they caused tsar and they caused a lot of pain to their father Yaakov Avinu. And that mitzvah parallel to the einayim. That's why Yaakov, Yosef, he told them, "V'hene einichem ro'ot, v'hene achi Binyamin, kifi amadaber alechem." He told them, "Einichem, v'hene achi Binyamin." Same way, you cannot say the same about Binyamin, because Binyamin, he never caused any tzar to his father. Nevertheless, the Gemara Masechet Shabbat tells us over there that Binyamin, he was one of the four people that they died without doing any avira at all. The Gemara said, four people, they died without doing any avira. That Binyamin ben Yaakov, and Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yishai, the father of David HaMelech, and Kilab, the son of David HaMelech. Four people, they met by Atiyosh al-Nahash, one of them Binyamin. So Binyamin, he did not do any Abira at all. That's what the Gemara says. So that means, for sure, he did not cause pain to his father Yaakov Abinu. Why? Because he didn't do anything with the mechira of Yosef. He wasn't part of it. He wasn't part of Avon Bechirat Yosef. So the same way he was telling them, same way Ene Ahi Binyamin, he did not cause pain to my father, I'm telling you that also Einechem are also 100% complete. He did not cause pain to my father Yaakov Abinu. He did not cause him pain. Why? Because kilemehiyah shelachan lo atem shelachtem uti hena ki Elohim, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me here not because of you, because Yaakov Abinu requested it. As we said from the beginning, from the Hatam Sofer, he requested this. He requested that he should be punished for Avon that he did not respect Yitzhak for 22 years. He asked for it, Yaakov Abinu. So really, it's not you did not cause pain to your father. That's why he was comparing their eyes with the eyes of Binyamin. Both of you, same way the eyes of my brother Binyamin had no problem at all with Avon Kibud Avaim. He wasn't pogam in anything because he wasn't part of the Mechirat Yosef at all. Same way I'm telling you, don't worry about this. And he told him, "Al yihar b'ainichem." What does it mean? Al yihar b'ainichem. Chaurat, the language yihar doesn't fit with the ainaim, because we see right at the beginning of the parasha, "Ve'al yihar apecha be'avdecha." Says the language yihar, it fits with the nose, not with the eyes. With the eyes, you have different psukim. "Al yira' b'ainicha al adna'ar ve'ala matecha." He was supposed to tell them, "Ve'ata not alihar be'enechem, alirah be'enechem ki mechartem oti hena." He didn't tell them this. Alihar be'enechem. He told them, he was hinting to them, Yosef HaTzadik, don't feel bad. Alihar apechem because of enechem, because of problem that you thought that you caused suffering to Yaakov Abinu. It's not you. Alihar be'enechem. Why? Hashem will send me over here only to prepare the land so you should come b'chavod gadol l'Mitzrayim, because Hakim, the Gemara said, Yaakov Abinu was supposed to come down to Mitzrayim b'shel chilaot shel berzel. He was supposed to come down to the galut like Abed, Yaakov Abinu. El az zechuto garma lo that he sent Yosef at Tzadik. Yosef, he prepared the land. So when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, he came with the wagon of Par'o. He came b'chavod gadol to Mitzrayim. That's why it was zechuyot of Yaakov Abinu. Why? Because he was mechaper that the last avon that Yaakov Abinu had, that he did not respect his parents 22 years. Ali harbe enechem. Don't worry about this. He was asking for it, and Hashem listened to him. That's why I did not see my father 22 years, because my father asked for it, and Hashem punished him because he asked for it. That's why Ali harbe enechem. Don't have to worry about it. And if that's the case, that means Yaakov Abinu now. That's why no wonder Zechuto Garmalo, the Gemara said, even though he was supposed to come down to Mitzrayim as an Abed, he did not come as an Abed. Why? Because now he had no Avonot at all. Now he came down to Mitzrayim B'chavod Gadol, like a king. He came down to Mitzrayim. That's what Hakim here tell us. That was Yosef. He was trying to calm his brothers. Don't get angry because of the problem that you think that you have with your eyes. You don't have a problem with your eyes. You did not cause any pain to Yaakov. He was asking for it. Hashem sent me here because Yaakov was asking for it. And that's his kapara. That means Yosef HaTzadik all the time, he was trying to calm his brothers. And he was v'nachem otam v'deber al libam. He was calming them. He said, it's not you. Hashem sent me here. You don't have to worry about it. You see also the love that Yosef had. Imagine someone that his brothers, they hated him and they sold him as an Abed. Now after they came back to him and he's the king of Mitzrayim, for sure he would have took revenge from them. But Yosef is not like us. Yosef Sadiq was a malach. He was an angel. So he told him, you don't have to worry about it. It's not you. It was made to be like this. He was talking to them. That was the love that Yosef had toward his brothers. That's what we need. Hakim tell us now, especially now that we have Tzom Asiri, Asara B'Tabet, coming by Ezra Hashem on Tuesday. Hakim tell us that Tzom Rabi'i, Tzom Hamishi, Tzom Shabi'i, Tzom Asiri, Yehiyu Lebet Yehudal, Sason, Simcha, Ul Ma'adim Tobim. All these fasts going to turn into Yamim Tobim. When? when we're gonna do, when we're gonna learn from Yosef HaTzadik, we're gonna love each other, even if the other guy, he did something very bad to you, like Yosef, what the brothers did to him, they stole them and they wanted to kill him, they threw him to the pit. Marina Hashim Akrabim. Nevertheless, Yosef Inahimutam, with the Bir Alibam, don't worry about this. It's not you, it's Minashamayim, they made it like this. He was calming them down. You see how much love Yosef he had for his brothers. That's the lesson that we have to learn from Yosef HaTzadik, to love each other. And Be'ezer Hashem, after we're going to love each other, we're going to do Ahavat Hanam. And then, Kadosh Baruch Hu, all these fasts, going to turn into Yamin Tobim Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach. השם שצרנו אז נזכה לראות משיח שחקינו אמרה בימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנינו מנקשה אומר עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך, רבי עלינו את הנזבות שנאמר.